Well, thank you very much for taking some time to come down to the studio today.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you.
So just stimming the schedule for this year's Writers' Fest, and I'm seeing themes of identity, mental health, activism. What would you say beyond this, and I know the theme is beneath the surface, but what would you say is the mission of Writers' Fest this year?
This year is really kind of a twofold thing. It's acknowledging what we've been through in the last couple of years with the pandemic and the issues that have arisen and been in front of mind for people since that happened, and also an opportunity to celebrate the fact that we have this opportunity to come back in person. And so it is a celebration of our community, of our chance to gather together and to process some of what's happened to us, some of the issues that we've had so much time to ruminate over, and to really remember what the festival is about and how many incredible artists are in this community.
Because this is the first year we've returned to full in-person delivery.
It is, yeah. Yeah. So 2020 and 2021 were both completely virtual festivals. So, yeah, we're dusting off all the old chairs and signage and heading back to the Holiday Inn this year.
Well, it looks like a very exciting lineup. I'm seeing even some, you know, some familiar voices from the CBC. Carol Off, tell me about this weaponization of words. I'm really intrigued with this.
Carol is fantastic. She has hosted our Big Idea panel on Saturday night for many years now, and she takes a really active role in collaborating on the themes for that we take to the Big Idea. And so the weaponization of words was an idea that she's been mulling and is actually working on creating a new podcast with. She just retired from As It Happens earlier this year. So this is really an opportunity for her to start exploring that idea of how words that used to have either a neutral meaning or a different meaning have been twisted, you know, things like fascist and woke and elite, and how they are used for political and negative and very loaded reasons now when they didn't necessarily have that notion before.
And really, so going beyond you know, writers and all that, really this is will be a chance to maybe understand where we're at as a society.
Yeah, and the point of the festival is, in addition to celebrating the artists and their work, it's really an opportunity to share ideas and promote thought and promote conversations, both amongst authors and the audience, authors and the moderators, and the audience themselves. We have an incredibly intelligent, incredibly engaged audience here in Kingston, and sometimes the conversations you hear in the hall are as fascinating as what you hear on stage. So absolutely, it's our hope to get people really thinking about these ideas.
I see Dr. Gabor Maté will be speaking as well on his book, The Myth of Normal, in a panel interview. Would love to understand a bit more about what people could expect from this.
Yeah, so that is our marquee event of the Beneath the Surface series. So Dr. Maté speaks a lot about the links between childhood trauma and addiction, mental health issues, and really just the societal ills that lead to these things and what we can do to fix them. And so he will be speaking about his new book. He'll be speaking about some of his ideas on that subject. And this is born out of years of research. He was in a war in Hungary, escaped from there. And then he worked for 10 years on the Lower East Side in Vancouver with people with serious addiction problems and homelessness problems there. And he brings a really compassionate, very lived experience to what he speaks about. It's very human. And, you know, these people aren't statistics to him. And I think his belief that we can resolve and explore these issues and get to a better place is really something that we kind of need to hear. It's not all doom and gloom. There are opportunities for development and growth in there. So he'll be really speaking to that during the panel.
Amazing. And tell me a bit about some other authors that we can expect to hear from throughout this fest? I know there's also some workshops as well.
Yes. So every year we do a writer's retreat, we call it. So it's a dozen workshops by different authors in different genres on all different elements of literary craft. So on Wednesday night, for example, we have Carrie Fagan on how to write a picture book. We have How to Get Published with Kwame Frazier, who runs is now the president of Dundurn Press, and he'll be speaking to four of the authors from his press on how they got published and what their literary journey was. There's also things on creative process and working on dialogue and how to create fiction from your own biography. So it's really a lot of different opportunities for people to flex their creative muscles. The classes are 2.5 hours long and they're all capped. So there's lots of opportunity to both learn and put it into practice.
Amazing. And even to speak with like-minded people who are there for various reasons as well.
Absolutely. And that's one of the things that we've implemented this year is after the classes at the end of each day, there's an optional but very welcome social party at Curate Social, which is now open on King Street. So folks can go there and continue the conversation and continue networking. It's incredible in those workshops how close people get over the course of a few days. And the ideas and the work that comes out of it.
Amazing. And why to you is having a festival like this important?
I think getting the idea of what the festival is important. People tend to think of, what's a literary festival? Is it a bunch of people just reading from their work and then they walk off stage? But what it is really an opportunity to connect with the authors and get to know them on a deeper level. It's a conversation much like you and I are having here. So you get to learn about their inspirations, their process, what's coming up next for them and why they are motivated to write about what they do. And so it's really just a very enriching, engaging opportunity. And I think one of the wonderful things about a festival of any sort is discovering voices that you haven't yet discovered. I think, you know, whether it's music or film or reading, like discovering a new favorite is such an exciting thing. And, there's just so much positive energy around the festival, and that's really what we're trying to promote is that excitement. I think the last couple of years of not having the in-person festival really reminded us of why we love gathering together. There's so much more energy for the author when they're speaking to a room of people that are smiling and laughing and clapping and crying and rushing to get their book signed than when they're just speaking to a computer and then signing off at the end of it. So that experience and that sense of community, again, is really what we promote.
And making discoveries within yourself through something like writing and through connecting with others and hearing stories and finding your own story as well.
Absolutely, yeah. And as you mentioned before, like identity is a huge part of it. And that is, I think we've done a lot of self-respect reflection as a community, as a culture in the last couple of years. And so having that chance to kind of reach out and explore and meet like-minded people that are like, you know what, this is what I think I want to get into, or this is what I want to explore, and having that opportunity is really exciting.
Now, I know it's this week, it's happening. There's still opportunities for people to register and be a part of this?
Yes. Aside from food events where we have to have a cutoff for the sake of the kitchens, tickets are on sale for everything right at the door. We have a box office right in the lobby of the Holiday Inn. You can order them 24 hours a day online. We're doing digital tickets this year, so no worries about printing things out or running to grab your sheets of paper from a box office. And we are doing it hybrid this year. So in addition to in-person, if people can't make it down or are not quite feeling comfortable with assembling yet, they can purchase an online ticket and watch the event live, and they can still participate in the Q&A from the comfort of their own home. So.
Beautiful. Well, hey, thank you so much for joining me today.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.